Episode 11, Issue Responses 1500 through 1667. Response 1500. Our Pope continues to confuse the laity by trying to modernize the teachings of the Church. Much of what he says minimizes the importance of many aspects of our faith, including the real presence. He needs to be the center of our Holy Church, not the center of attention. Response 1501. Lay ministers should not be handling reserved Holy Eucharist in tabernacle. Should be done solemnly by priest/deacon. Response 1502. To keep the day assigned psalm and not to replace for another. Even if it is read or the choir doesn't know or have a song. Many times choirs change the psalm to a different one. Please don't change. This is happening in many parishes. Also, the choirs are turning the Mass ES into a band concerts and hard to pray and meditate. What is happening to our church music? If a choir is part of charismatic group, that is fine, but not use their music during a Sunday Mass. Thanks you so much for doing this survey. God bless, folded hands, light skin tone. Response 1503. The Pope frequent heretical statements. Response 1504. Changing the attitude towards gays. Response 1505. Having more time for adoration. Response 1506. Eliminating the necessity of veils for women, covering our head in his presence. That receiving the Eucharist is a gift to him, living in the state of grace and receiving him in thanksgiving. Response 1507. The mixing of politics in the homilies. Teach the Word of God and make Jesus the center of our homes and lives. Make the Gospels relevant to our lives. Response 1508. Allowing money to drive decisions. Response 1509. Rambling sermons that go on and on that the real point of the sermon gets lost. Response 1510. Having favorites, especially wealthy versus poor. Bigger contributors are openly favored. Poor income faithful parishioners cannot compete. Response 1511. To properly reverence the real presence of our Lord, communion must be received on the tongue, kneeling, unless one has a physical infirmity, and not in the hand. Also, public servants who repeatedly violate church teachings, abortion, homosexual marriage, etc., must be excommunicated and/or, at least, publicly instructed not to present themselves for communion. Response 1512. People used to go to Mass dressed in their Sunday finest clothes. Now they show up like they are having a picnic in the park or headed to the beach. This is a symptom of a lack of reverence. Also, most women no longer cover their heads in church. Who told women that they no longer needed to cover their heads? Response 1513. We are poorly catechized and do not understand the Bible. Response 1514. Not encouraging the faithful to read the lives of the saints and learn what their relationship with the Eucharist was like. Response 1515. As one who was raised in post-Vatican II Church, I don't feel I was taught the true tenets of the faith and church, that I was not properly catechized. For instance, there is a loss as to the concepts of virtues and vices, and the necessity to grow in virtue. Combine this with societal influences creating a loss of the sense of sin, how do we recognize when we are not in a state of grace? I understand parents have a duty as well, but the church plays, or should play, a pivotal role for where parents may themselves lack in understanding, especially in today's world. So where am I going with this? I feel that the sacrament of reconciliation could be more emphasized in catechism classes and maybe even in the Mass. In my experience, a very short time was spent explaining how and why we do it, and the healing that can come from penance. How are we to understand the depth of approaching God Himself in a state of grace if penance is not taken seriously? Furthermore, How do we contemplate transubstantiation when we do not see God the Son offer himself to God the Father through the Holy Spirit at Mass, when the priest is facing the people rather than the altar and the crucifix, which depicts the actual sacrifice? How are we expected to believe the Eucharist is God, when the reverence we would surely show to God is removed, when the act if kneeling and receiving on the tongue is reduced to standing and allowing those without consecrated hands to touch the Holy Eucharist, with the exception of adoration, at which point touching the Holy Eucharist is again revered? If God is supposed to be at the center of our lives, why is God not in the center of the altar of our churches? These may seem like small things, but symbolically they are powerful. I believe you are spot on with the questions you asked. The changes in the Mass, liturgy, ad orientem, kneeling, receiving on the tongue, sacred music, having only priests handle the Eucharist, etc., but I would also add the Catechism, particularly in the area of penance and how it relates to the Eucharist. Response 1516. The Novus Ordo Missi is the root cause. Though it does not call for abuses explicitly, it de-emphasizes the sacrificial aspect of the Mass, and it allows for all these abuses in the way it is formed. Response 1517. Error taught to younger generations. Lay people opening the tabernacle. Response 1518. Continuing closure of Catholic schools and selling of Catholic-owned property has divested the Church of an opportunity to properly catechize children in their formative. CCD is not an adequate substitute for a Catholic education. Response 1519. General casual attitude in American Catholic churches where people dress and behave as if they aren't in a sacred place. As a convert from atheism, I had no idea until expressly taught that Jesus was physically present in the Eucharist, as congregations definitely don't behave that way generally. It's an incredible mystery, so powerful and mind-blowing, but the general nonchalance and acceptance of the lowest common denominator in behavior, attitude, music, etc. doesn't imply and signal what the Church believes. I wish I could kneel at an altar rail when I receive, for example, as it's so reverent and sacred. I have this experience in other countries at Catholic Mass, and it makes a huge difference in the seriousness with which people participate and receive in Mass. I love to hear chant at Mass, too, as the secular music is already extremely dated, mostly from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and it doesn't give the experience of being outside time and space when we worship. I find it very distracting. Even when I was a young adult, I thought the music was really bad. We have such a rich heritage of beautiful chant and music that all the congregation could join in with. I go to a regular parish. I am not a Latin Mass goer or anything. We just have so much ancient beauty that we could use in our worship at Mass, music, decoration, architecture, that is ignored, and I don't understand why. I am just as able to be too casual at times because nothing encourages us to enter into a unique experience, or it's relatively rare, unfortunately. Response 1520. Church helping bring illegal aliens into USA, church is in essence breaking the law, and puts very negative light on the church. The Pope is too liberal. He should not be talking about global warming. After a visit with the Pope from President Biden, priests, bishops, and cardinals stopped critiquing Biden on abortion, so church looks wimpy and non-committed. Pope firing conservative priest hurts. Church moves too slow is solving problems like homosexual priest who assault children and women. Response 1521. The inconsistencies between what the Catechism teaches and what the Vatican/Pope is doing/saying in publications. Response 1522. Proper catechesis in the family and very often at parishes is theologically impoverished regarding theology around the Eucharist, and theology in general. Also, many parishes that offer daily Mass do so at times only non-working or retired persons can actually attend, such as mid-morning. Working persons and students cannot possibly attend Mass at those times and still fulfill their obligations, so as a result they attend Mass less often, and their devotion to and belief in the Eucharist is diminished. Response 1523. Failure of priests and deacons to talk about basic Catholic doctrine during their homilies. Response 1524. Being surrounded by a predominantly Protestant and secular culture which leads people to believe they can choose what parts of the faith they can believe in. Not enough teaching on the permissible and good differences in faith expression, i.e. different saint devotions, charismatic movements, Latin Mass, versus what must be believed, actual doctrine not just preferences. Response 1525. Saturday Mass, yes, lack of modest dress for Mass. Response 1526. The overall casual attitude from both the laity and clergy towards the Eucharist, specifically in receiving communion. Response 1527. Poorly prepared priests and deacons whose sermons are read aloud rather than proclaimed from the heart and don't teach the basic precepts of the Church, don't quote Scripture enough, don't refer to the Catechism, and don't hold anyone's attention. Number 2. Allowing communion to be distributed also from the rear of the church. 3. Hashtag singing has its place, but it can also be a distraction. Response 1528. Lack of teaching about transubstantiation. Response 1529. Young people receiving Catholic education are not given a proper understanding of St. John's Gospel. In his Gospel, John clearly states that Christ meant for us to eat his body and drink his blood literally. I am a pre-Vatican II educated Catholic through 3 years of college and don't remember emphasis being placed on the real presence. I don't believe it has gotten any better since then. Response 1530. Fewer holy days. General change in calendar, ordinary time, no pre-Lent, shortened Christmas season, not recognizing All Souls Day, moving Ascension Thursday to Saturday, not having Christ the King precede All Souls and All Saints, despite all the additional readings not tying them back to the Easter Triduum. Response 1531. Priest rushing through the offertory and consecration. Response 1532. The way the Church universal and individually reacted to the COVID scam. On Easter closing churches because of germs? No holy water. No precious blood. No body of Christ. To be honest, this started years ago with, it's flu season, we can't have the precious blood. As a convert, I have been puzzled by this my whole Catholic life. Response 1533. I think that the clergy needs to talk a little more about the criticality of staying in the state of grace, and of the seriousness of taking communion when not in the state of grace. Hell is real, and they should be reminded of that ugly fact. Response 1534. Sacrifice as an offering by the faithful has been abandoned, devaluing the real presence. Why would a Catholic even consider the real presence when they do not realize their own sacrifices of charity enables and embodies our communion with the Eucharist? Consider the epiclesis, here. The Catholic Church has not upheld the obligation of the faithful to participate in the perpetual sacrifice by offering up the sufferings from their deeds of charity. We are called to put love into action. This transforms the heart of stone to the heart of flesh. Our sacrifices thus unite us with the mystical body. The faithful then see and encounter the real presence. When the assembly experiences the sufferings of the universal sacrifice, they comprehend the worth of the Eucharist. They not only see the body of Christ but are transformed into the body of Christ. The faithful become one with the real presence. Sacramental graces are delivered. The doorway to salvation is further opened for each soul. The virtue of love becomes active, real, and present. Sources. CCC 1368 is the nucleus. Reading material from the RealPresenceCoalition.com. USCCB Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship. Multiple Papal Encyclicals. Response 1535. Failure to support the seminarians who had a true calling. Response 1536. Liturgy of the Eucharist versus populism, making the priest the focus, not the sacrifice, over focus on social issues. Response 1537. Emotional and psychological immaturity in the clergy. Fear in the clergy of offending others or losing parishioners. Lack in the clergy of deep, personal holiness and courage to show it/teach to others. Failure of the clergy to clearly call others to let go of their sin. Turning a blind eye to and not calling out sex outside marriage from the pulpit and in the confessional. Response 1538. There is not enough teachings on how to build a personal relationship with Jesus at catechism classes and during the homilies. Response 1539. The head of the church has neglected his chief mission safe guarding the deposit of faith. Response 1540. Certain problems in the church, particularly the sexual abuse scandals and division on teachings like on artificial contraception, I think lead to a frame of mind where people don't open themselves to Christ or the church's fundamental beliefs like the Eucharist. Response 1541. Overall Catholic catechesis has failed. Response 1542. Shortened and careless ablutions also reinforce doubts that the Eucharist is actually Christ. Response 1543. There is not enough use of holy water, incense, altar veil, and the paten. Response 1544. The disuse of patens. Particles fall to the floor and Christ is trampled underfoot. Response 1545. COVID church closings and pushing untested gene therapy. Response 1546. The priest should offer Mass every day. Is 2 days off to play golf more important than feeding his children? Response 1547. Families neglecting to put the Mass as the most important thing for Sundays or Saturdays. Response 1548. Not enough priest. Response 1549. Priest frequent homilies on the real presence. Guided meditation and quiet, no music, after reception is over. Holy hours. These were in survey, just empathizing them. Response 1550. Priests need to clearly teach substantial unity and why dualism is not true. People are unconscious dualists, so they can't understand how Christ is present in the Eucharist. They believe that spirit is separate from matter. This is the source of sexual sin, lack of transcendence, and lack of true belief in all of the sacraments. They can't fathom how it works, so belief is very weak and consequently reverence. Response 1551. The confusion regarding doctrine and tradition from Vatican that seems to lessen the reverence and devotion that is due to Christ the King and Savior who although merciful is also the just King worthy of our best. Response 1552. Laity knew how to read or say prayers, but don't seem to really know how to talk to God. We need to teach from an early age how to really believe and talk to God from the heart. Response 1553. The business of the American life drowns out the presence of God, Jesus, and Spirit. Not having Sunday as a day of rest with more time to think about God further alienates people from the divine. It is go, 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 and people miss the whisper of the divine. Also, there is not enough Bible study. I have joined a non-denominational Bible study for 3 years now, and my relationship with the divine is 100% better. The program is called Bible Study Fellowship. Sadly, a number of Catholics have left the faith to join other churches that do Bible studies. They are finding a relationship to the Lord through Bible study. Guidance in prayer would be helpful too. There are so many different ways to pray. Just exactly how do you grow closer to the Lord? People need help. As Catholics, many only get 1 hour a week at Mass. That is not enough. Response 1554. Moral issues, especially sexual ethics, not being discussed from pulpit. Response 1555. Allowing laity to enter the sanctuary, especially during the Mass. Response 1556. Offering both forms, i.e. wine, to the laity. Response 1557. Vatican II significantly changed the Church into a new non-Catholic religion. Vatican II must be completely expunged from any association with the Catholic religion. Response 1558. Constant talking prior to Mass. Total failure to address the destruction that Pope Francis is causing. Example, blessing homosexual SAN, 1 week prior to Christmas. Elimination of Bishop Strickland, Vigano, Bishop of Arecibo. Total disrespect by Pope of the Dubia, and Cardinal Zen. Outrageous. Response 1559. Right-leaning politics, MAGA, evangelical Protestants. Response 1560. When the priest seems to race through the Mass. Response 1561. Lack of reverence in the Mass. Easing and shortening blessings. A lack of believing in a supernatural God by the clergy and in turn by the laity. Response 1562. While the overall Mass is the same across the U.S. and the world, each church and diocese is very different. It is often very different parish to parish. Education often stops at confirmation with classes for marriage prep or even baptism prep. Sometimes, there are other classes, but again, it differs between parishes, dioceses, etc. There needs to be a greater push for education for adults if we are to teach the generations why they need to be Catholic. We need to find ways to pass on education in ways that they learn as well. There are an entire generations that missed so much, which is why so many young people are not in Mass today. Find a way to reach out to them, too. Response 1563. Perhaps it ties into reminding people that reception of Holy Communion must only take place in the state of grace, but a culture where many parishioners regularly abstain from reception. When it seems like 100% of the attending parishioners, except children and visitors, are partaking, making the choice to abstain can be very hard. Good pastoral care and catechesis about not judging anyone sitting, remaining seated if not partaking, etc., could go a long way to avoiding the additional sin and possible scandal of people receiving when in the state of mortal sin. Response 1564. Singing while and after receiving Holy Eucharistic. Can't give thanks properly. No adoration. Response 1565. The norm historically and at present to receive Holy Communion kneeling and on the tongue. Response 1566. Catechesis that fails by omission and also fails by failure to teach the essential truths of the faith. Response 1567. How few people receive on the tongue while kneeling, and that many priests discourage or even forbid this. Response 1568. Communion in the hand. Response 1569. Must receive kneeling and on the tongue out of reverence. Response 1570. No one but the clergy should touch the Eucharist. With laity distributing and taking the Eucharist to homebound. We have lost the reverence due to our precious Lord. Response 1571. How to do not discuss the importance of a personal relationship with Jesus, the importance of regular prayer. Do not discuss the importance of observance of the Ten Commandments, and they don't confront her culture, our godless culture. The absence of our priest, showing their personal involvement in prayer, praying in front of the tabernacle or praying in the adoration chapel. Response 1572. The Latin Mass being replaced by Novus Ordo. Removing the tabernacle and placing our Lord in a closet, somewhere other than at the altar. failure to teach the seriousness of sin and why only Christ could atone for our sins. Failure to give the Holy Mother of God proper honor. Failure to teach that confession and being in a state of grace is necessary in order that we properly receive our Lord and not bring condemnation upon us. Failure to teach that we must attend Mass properly attired so as not to cause scandal or distract other and to be presentable to appear before our Eucharistic Lord. Everything at the Mass, including the way we dress and act, should be convey that we are in a space set apart, in the presence of God Almighty. Response 1574. Bishops cancelling Mass due to COVID. Response 1575. Receiving in the hand, without reverence, thanksgiving after, confession prior, and reminders of doing so. Response 1576. Making TLM freely and widely available. Response 1577. Poor catechesis re-sacraments, especially confirmation, to convey power and gifts of Holy Spirit, responsibility to know and defend faith, turn away from sin, live the gospel, build the kingdom, remain in Him via Eucharist, body, precious blood of Jesus. Host is not a token for being Catholic. Response 1578. The U.S. bishops, USCCB, loss of supernatural faith, leading to a failure to be strong shepherds to their flocks, they're selling out to the Democrat/Marxist political party for blood money and the rampant acceptance of sodomy in the high ranks of the hierarchy. Response 1579. Okay. Response 1580. This may fall under reverence, but people's attire at Mass does not beget coming to the house of the King of the Universe, jeans, shorts, t-shirts, bared shoulders. The holiness and sacredness of the Mass and God's house, in addition to the presence, should be revered in a number of ways. I wear a veil as well, maybe offer them to ladies and girls before Mass. And both the clergy and laity should discourage talking inside, instead maybe engaging in prayer, e.g. rosary, divine mercy chaplet, organized chant, to honor the sacred space. Also, making the church more available to the faithful throughout the day, or just the chapel, or to a quiet prayer garden to welcome individual meditation on the presence. Response 1581. Laity participating in the sacrifice of the Mass. Lectors, etc. Response 1582. Major scandals in the church such as homosexuality, indoctrination and butchering of innocent children, abortion, since the beginning, failure to preach strongly from the pulpit against these and countless more destructive issues in our society over the course of decades has not only opened the door to where we are today, indeed the Catholic Church not only stood in silence, but has held the door open. Response 1583. Lack of focus on the Word of God as being holy. I'm a new, 6 years Catholic at age 72, emphasis on the individual's responsibility to know the Holy Word of God is lacking in the Catholic Church. It is rare to hear a priest say, "Read your Bibles." Response 1584. Failure to tell laity that transubstantiation wasn't church doctrine for over 1,000 years when it was invented. Response 1585. Incessant heretical and/or scandalous blather from Rome since about 1960. Response 1586. The culture itself. Lack of teaching on sin and limited access to confession in some parishes. Response 1587. Failure of priests to preach about particles being dropped, or particles on their hands for those who receive in the hand, emphasizing that particles are Jesus. Response 1588. Return to the traditional Latin Mass, where almost everyone believes in the real presence because the Mass feels more reverent. Remind the laity before receiving communion that they have to be in a state of grace and to receive it unworthily is wrong. It seems like the Church is too busy trying to please the public, which is fickle, instead of trying to please our God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We please him with having our priests look at the tabernacle at him instead of having the priests putting their back at him and looking at us. Also, we should be receiving Holy Communion kneeling and in our tongues. I think it's time to return to tradition instead of straying away from it. Response 1589. Failure to catechize the connection of the Eucharist to Scripture. Response 1590. Teaching on four last things. Response 1591. Media. Response 1592. Lack of faith formation and education on the real presence of the living body of Christ. And therefore on the reverence etiquette, as in knowing where and when to kneel, with one knee and when with two. Response 1593. No priest ever brings up birth control and, if you can find a class, it's far away and costly, plus also Catholic schools are so expensive, the average family can't afford them, kids needs other Catholic kids and a daily religion class on their faith. Also bring back the altar rail, this way people have to get on their knees to receive Christ. Response 1594. Vatican II heresies like ecumenism, humanism. Response 1595. Churches shutting down during COVID. If Mass is so essential, why shut down? Response 1596. The sign of peace. Women in the sanctuary doing the readings. The deplorable way people dress for Mass. Lay people distributing Holy Communion at Mass, and even ashes on Ash Wednesday. Not reminding people at funerals and weddings that only Catholics in the state of grace can receive Holy Communion. Using the church as a social and music hall when the Blessed Sacrament is present. Bowing instead of genuflecting. Saying, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory," after the Our Father like the Protestants do. Having children come up into the sanctuary for the homily. Not giving children the option of communion on the tongue kneeling, or confession behind the screen. Why is it that no one with authority is willing to say, "The emperor has no clothes"? Until we get rid of a Mass facing the people, communion in the hand standing, lay people distributing communion at Mass, and women in the sanctuary, nothing will change. All these good intentions on the part of the church leaders are just a waste of time when they so blatantly ignore the obvious. Response 1597. A relationship with Jesus. Christianity is about the person of Jesus, not just rules. Also, we don't seem to relate to the poor in our communities. It is not just rituals, as the Pharisees had all that. In the evening of life we will be judged on love. Response 1598. The novice ordo Mass itself is a no suggestions of the Holy Mass. It diminishes the sacrificial nature of the Mass and turns it into a meal. Response 1599. The current Pope and his doctrinally and morally corrupt inner circle is a counter-witness to Catholicism in general. In America, the absolute refusal of bishops to both address and enforce Canon 915. If Biden and Pelosi can receive, then the Eucharist has no significance. Response 1600. Vatican II and the NOM. Response 1601. Failure of the clergy to teach about the real presence, heaven, hell, and purgatory from the pulpit. They flip to social justice and the Church of Nice, no education of the laity, especially the young people. Failure of the bishops to speak out, especially the last 3 years when they hid during the government gaslighting of everyone. Denied the sacraments to the faithful, especially the dying. Response 1602. People need the Holy Spirit. An encounter with Jesus Christ. Response 1603. In my opinion, I think the following topic should be a part of the discussion: having too many options for the priest to choose from in the novice ordo Mass can create disunity and be a distraction to people from focusing on the Eucharist and what is happening during Mass. For example, I went to one parish in where people shuffled together, crossing the aisle, to hold hands for the Our Father prayer, I have never seen that done anywhere else before except this one parish. Another example is paragraph 128 from the Grimm. 128, after the collect, all sit. The priest may, very briefly, introduce the faithful to the liturgy of the word. Then the reader goes to the ambo and the word may insinuates that he priest can either choose to do this part or not. This is one example of many in where things should be kept consistent no matter what parish you go to. People form a cadence when they go to a specific church with a specific priest over time, and once that cadence is thrown off, then that is when people are now distracted from what we should be focused on and start having conversations that can get uncomfortable. Response 1604. A lot of things rest on parents. If parents don't show it's important to go to a mass, and why are people scheduling sports for kids on Sunday mornings, and the emphasis on receiving First Communion as a pageant, rite of passage, with no encouragement of parents to continue coming to mass? Response 1605. Catechesis on the faith in general seems to be lacking, in addition to catechesis listed above. Encouraging personal encounters with Jesus in the Eucharist and personal relationship with Jesus. Response 1606. Lack of true practice of the faith. My pastor growing up said often, "The faith is caught, not taught." We've not given our children anything substantial to catch. Response 1607. Yes. The overemphasis on social justice issues. Not enough emphasis on the healing message of forgiveness and love from the pulpit. Response 1608. 1. A lot of criticism comes from believing the laity sitting beside you at church are hypocritical, going to Mass on Sunday but living differently throughout the week. This shows me that the Eucharist has been culturally important but not transforming the hearts of the people in the pews. Better catechesis for adults and practical examples of how we ought to live could strengthen the lifestyles of the congregation, more examples of do X, Y, Z in concrete ways, not just the list of don't do all these other things, too. Most people don't understand the history of the Mass itself, the symbolism and the parallels from Old Testament worship to what Mass looks like now. An appreciation for how things came to be and why they are can deeply strengthen one's devotion to the liturgy itself. Response 1609, 1, failure to adequately, if at all, teach the continuity of the Mass until Vatican II. Response 1610. The key point is that for years there has been no quality control over what teachers/volunteers teach in the classroom, Catholic school or PRS. Most people have never learned about adoration and or the real presence of Christ in the He Eucharist. There are real solutions, but they require change and a leadership committed and accountable for the changes. Response 1611. That deciding to not receive the Eucharist while being is a state of separation, is a type of adoration. Response 1612. Public excommunication for pro-abortion and pro-homosexuality individuals who are in the public eye. Response 1613. Promoting homosexuals like Father Martin. Pope Francis announcing 1 week before Christmas the blessing of sodomite couples. Outrageous, and then the priests never talking about it. Response 1614. Proper catechizing the youngest. They are only brought to RE when it is time for sacrament prep. Response 1615. Many Catholics are glued to the secular media and technology. The secular media has long waged a campaign against traditional Catholic belief, especially the Eucharist. Response 1616. 1. Persecution of the faithful traditions of the Catholic Church by the Pope and clergy. Response 1617. I believe that priests do not care much for their parishioners who are poor. The priest used to visit the poor to see if they needed anything or just to have a chat with them. I knew of a priest who actually went into the poorest and most dangerous parts of the city. I don't see that anymore. But I wish I would in my lifetime. They should let the poor know they count and their souls just as important, if not more so, of others. Some also don't take those who need help spiritually serious enough. Response 1618. Lay people taking over Catholic educational and treating it as a business more than a ministry. Response 1619. The high number of modernists posing as clergy or religious. The lack of correction of heretics and criminals such as Father Rupnik, or Father James Martin and others blessing unrepentant homo couples, the bishop in Austria introducing sacrilegious art, blaspheming Our Lord and Lady in a cathedral, the lack of correction and support of politicians who support abortion even giving them communion, the Holy Father handing out the Eucharist to anyone and everyone when St. Paul admonished to receive unworthily is to be guilty of the body and blood of Christ. The cancelling of holy priests that teach the Catholic faith as it was for centuries, that is, until Vatican II, when innovations and novelties replaced sound theology and tradition. I could go on, but I have things to do. God bless you, and for the love of God, please correct course of the bark of Peter before more souls are lost. Response 1620. Pronouncements and teachings from the Vatican on the matter of Eucharistic holiness. Response 1621. When we, lay Catholics and clergy, fail to take our faith seriously, i.e. fail to allow God's grace to affect how we approach and how well we address our primary responsibilities, then we give a poor witness and undermine faith in the source of grace, Jesus, especially as He is present in the Eucharist. We can fail to take our faith seriously in two ways: one, by laxity as this survey over an MIS focuses on, and two, by treating our faith as a set of external rules we have to follow. But if we feel we have followed the rules, then we are no need to allow God's grace to affect how we treat our primary obligations. What good is it if we say we believe in the real presence and are solemn and silent in church if we cannot practice prudence and charity in our family? What good is it if a bishop makes a big show if denying the Eucharist to public figures and does not address the problems of abuse in his own diocese? If we Catholics want others to have faith, we had better not behave as though the Eucharist were an empty symbol ourselves. Response 1622. Education. Response 1623. Failure to preach about the presence and to preach about sin. Response 1624. Lack of leadership on the part of bishops and clergy. Closing down the church during COVID for so long a time told Catholics, who may have been weak in their faith and formation to begin with, that the faith was and the church was non-essential. We as Catholics should have been encouraged to truly live our faith as saints in the modern world ministering to the world. It is easier for the earth to exist without the sun than it is for the earth to exist without the Mass. Padre Pio. The fact that Rome, the papacy, is tolerant of all things but the Latin Mass and those considered conservative is a red flag. The Church has a rich tradition. The attack of the devil is on the priesthood and on marriage and family. The call of our baptism, the sacramental life. We are called to countercultural. Leading by example. Truth in love does not condone us in our sins. We are called to be saints. The Eucharistic Congress and all that is being done to celebrate this time should only lead us to more. What distinguishes a Catholic within the world but not of the world? The Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. What we do and why we do what we do matters. Why bishops won't entertain the call from laity to have the opportunity to kneel and receive Jesus on the tongue, where is our faith and belief? Where is our reverence? Where is our humility? Where is our love and thirst for holiness? It appears that the synod on synodality and what Rome is pushing, allowing, and what seems to be a shutting down / silencing and removing any voices that disagree, considered too conservative, with this agenda is what Pope Francis has advocated. There appears to be no balance when it comes to extremes. I am a child of the Novus Ordo Mass, and it has only been a red flag to me when, as a lifelong Catholic, I am witnessing a total disregard for those who have a love for the Latin Mass. Where is tolerance for this? How are faithful Catholics and those looking on to make sense of this hypocrisy from the highest offices within Rome? Peter abdicated his title of Vicar of Christ, and he confuses all who seek his guidance and the truth of our faith. It is not okay to attack and retaliate against those who have questioned and opposed some of what has been thrusted upon the faithful. There is a deposit of faith. We are called to be faithful. Jesus, I trust in you. Totus tuus folded hands. Response 1625. Kneel and receive on the tongue. Should only distribute the host only. Response 1626. People will believe Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist when Catholics act like it, simply behaving with more reverence in church or tell people to believe is not enough. We must be holy and we must teach people what holiness is. Spoiler, you can eliminate all the issues in this survey and still be far from God. Note on questions so far: contemporary, sin. Modern, is not the opposite of sacred. There is plenty of music from the 1800s, and prior, which banal and as inappropriate for use in the liturgy as secular music. Response 1627. Holy, reverent priests. Horrible formation in seminaries. Many priests behave, or if one could say casually, sloppily celebrate at the altar. Do not hold hands reverently throughout the celebration of a Mass. Look at the host irreverently, almost like they do not believe. Sit looking at parishioners instead of they themselves set example and reverently pray after administering Holy Communion to parishioners. We need saintly priests that will lead souls to believe what is really happening at Mass, so that all parishioners would not even want to leave. Response 1628. Loss of the propagation of the science of the saints in most of all the early church fathers, which affects the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, and also the formation in precona and confirmation and the precepts of the church. Response 1629. An utter failure to emphasize continuing education / catechesis of adults on the lay vocation and universal call to holiness. Response 1630. In my own parish and in others in the diocese, I witness priests disregarding the sacredness of the Holy Eucharist, lack of care in purifying the sacred vessels, saying that the tiny particles don't count and are not the body of the Lord. I know of a priest who, when the tabernacle became empty, brought a non-consecrated host to a dying woman, walking into the church before a daily Mass and finding the tabernacle standing open and/or empty, allowing a sacristan to expose the blessed sacrament for a holy hour. I could go on. Response 1631. Priests should be catechizing at the pulpit. Offer reminders about the faith that people never learned or forgot. Also need sometimes to talk about current events that are happening and offer advice. This is all crucial. Many people feel that major Catholic events are not important to the Church because they are so silent about it all. Everyone needs guidance and strength during these anxiety-ridden and changing times. Response 1632. Matthew 26 verse 31. Response 1633. Laity not showing reverence when receiving communion. Response 1634. I think that the clergy has dropped the ball when it comes to defining for the laity what is acceptable dress while visiting a church and attending Mass. Bridal wear is especially egregious. I attend an FSSP parish and we have a dress code that should be universally mandated. How one dresses has a direct impact on how one acts. Response 1635. Liberal politics during the homily. Response 1636. The failure of diocesan Catholic schools to remain faithful to Catholic teaching in general and on the Eucharist specifically. Response 1637. Blessing homosexuals' union, all religions lead to God, Francis teaching, Church follows Francis as if everything he says is law and persecutes anyone who disagrees. Infallibility has only been used 2 times. Enviro woke. Response 1638. positively deformative catechesis, particularly in homiletics. Also, the publicly observable discontinuity of Catholic clergy promoting DNC platform goals with zeal, while omitting any public activism for sacred causes, government non-interference in worship, discipline for heterodox universities, hospitals, etc. Response 1639. Vatican II. Response 1640. Catechesis of children following the teachings of the Catechism. Response 1641. Perceived lack of adequate passing on of the faith to the last two or three generations of Catholics. Oddly, this seems to have its roots in the 1960s post-Vatican II. Response 1642. Bad or poor formation of priests in celebration of the Mass. The discouragement of strong preaching on who is in the Eucharist, i.e. that Christ is physically present just he was 2,000 years, i.e. what it truly mean that he is with us always, not merely as some fond memory or spiritual presence, also a proper catechesis that God is not a merely a pal or buddy but holy, that we are not God, that we are contingent creatures and sinners who need the sacrament of confession, etc. Response 1643. Dumbing down students at Catholic schools in theology. Mass should be held daily at Catholic schools. Crosses in every classroom as well as the American flag. Response 1644. Pope Francis' papacy based on make a mess, with little real direction about the true precepts of the Catholic faith and a never-ending litany of continuing scandals of every type and a total loss of church attendance due to the banning of all of the sacraments during the pandemic. The laity no longer feel a need to believe in the traditional dogmas of the church, let alone attend Mass. Response 1645. Failure to offer the traditional Latin Mass at times and places easily available to the people. Also failure to offer confession at convenient times. Response 1646. Priests and others in leadership roles fail to emphasize the uniqueness of Catholicism in holding on to, and actually having, the real presence. I know the Orthodox have him too, but I think most people are scarcely aware of their existence, so that's not a factor. I'm a convert from evangelicalism and have very warm sentiments toward Protestants and all of the good in Protestantism, but the uniqueness of our faith and the superiority of the Church to expressions of Christianity outside of it should never be de-emphasized. Response 1647. Poor catechesis and loose of the nuns in the schools. Response 1648. Catholic schools that have lost their Catholic identity and failed to transmit the Catholic intellectual and spiritual tradition to students and their parents. Uncatechized and poorly formed parents who are immersed in the secular culture. Deterioration of marriage and family. Response 1649. There are bound to be more that neither of us are thinking of. Response 1650. Teaching on the ecclesiastical aspect of the reception of Holy Communion, i.e., that reception of Holy Communion also signifies the unity of the communicant in the mystical body of Christ, and that communion with the Church is necessary for the reception of Holy Communion. The loss of this patristic teaching effectively makes open communion with heretics and schismatics possible, diminishing the importance of worthy reception of the Eucharist, being in the state of grace, etc., the truth of the Church's teaching on the real presence, the sacrificial nature of the Mass, etc. Response 1651. Lack of explaining regarding the real presence of Christ therein. The Eucharist is the center of our Catholic faith. It has not been taught for decades. Priests should routinely explain the Eucharist. Modesty in clothing. Prayer in church. Respect the real presence and the prayers of those who need silence. Response 1652. Casual attitude towards grave sin, or even believing there is such a thing, rendering Christ and his sacrifice meaningless. Response 1653. Catechesis is a major issue and the other is the leadership, or lack of, by the bishops who often appear to be cowardly and of a circle the wagons mentality. Response 1654. Girls, women on the altar serving Mass. Response 1655. The laity are still in need of catechesis on the truth of the Mass, that it is the worship of God that Jesus commanded us to offer. Response 1656. A lack of faith that the Eucharist is truly body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. Response 1657. The current Pope and the direction coming directly from the Vatican to our bishops to not implement Vatican II as it was originally designed, the Curia taking the decision-making ability away from the bishops and their diocese, at the local level, to bring back any and all traditions and norms they believe will assist in laity's growth in belief in the real presence, i.e., TLM, Gregorian chant. No lay people touching the Eucharist as extraordinary Eucharistic ministers or receiving the in hand. Consistent appointments and elevations of bishops and priests that espouse loyalty to the Pope rather than Jesus Christ, His Church and His Magisterium, punishment of priests and bishops that champion the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Magisterium above politics, popularity, and being liked, layperson dress needs to change, women in modest dress clothing and men in suits or dress clothes. Head covering for women as prescribed by St. Paul, see Corinthians 11:3-16. Response 1658. We need quiet reverence and not a jamboree. Jesus is the focus. Response 1659. Lack of reverence for the Blessed Sacrament and lack of silence in the Church. This is because they do not know that Jesus is really there, the host is not a symbol. Response 1660. The false notion of lay, active participation, as if lay, active participation, is what makes or breaks the legitimacy of the Mass, rather than the priest's offering of the holy sacrifice being what is central. Response 1661. Lack of use of a paten when distributing the Eucharist. Response 1662. Not following traditional Catholic values. Response 1663. The COVID lockdowns treated the Eucharist as unessential. Then when we returned to church, the restrictions treated Holy Communion reception of the Divine Physician as an opportunity for contagion. Response 1664. The lack of modesty. Response 1665. Wearing proper attire to Holy Mass. Response 1666. Lack of education on proper attire and modesty in church. Allowing that people that are almost naked receive the Eucharist. Not educating the people on the use of the chapel veil. Usually the person who uses the veil, believed in the real presence. Allowing woman to read the Vuanist and second reading and psalm during Mass. Locating singers and pianos in front of the church. The sacrifice of the Mass should have all the attention, not the choir, it's not a concert. Not encouraging the education on Latin and organ. Not doing Eucharistic processions in weekly basis. When the prettiest or bishop talks in the middle of the church during the homily, giving his back to the tabernacle. When the priest or bishop consecrate and elevate the Holy Host with one hand instead of using both hands. When priests don't provide kneelers for the faithful who wants to receive the Eucharist properly. When they tell the first communicants that it is okay to receive in the hand. Communion in the hand is Protestant and is wrong, and if someone wants to receive in the hand, leave for adults, never for children. When the priest says the body of Christ, wait a prudent amount of time for the Amen before putting the Eucharistic on the tongue. Instead of rushing it. Encourage altar servers to do holy hours. Set some holy hours for altar servers. Wait enough time after communion to pray, don't give the blessing so soon. Have more time if silent prayer while the Lord is still present in those 15 minutes. Put signs in the entrance of the church with modesty guidelines. Give first communicants more opportunities for holy hours. Response 1667. Politics in the church. Conversion of clergy. No one from the church official is speaking out the truth regarding abortion politics, chaos in the world, gender issues, etc.